My name is Dennis Queen. I'm 46 years old. Today is the 25th of June, 2019, and I'm recording this interview in Manchester. We started to home educate our twins, who are now 14, because school, the mainstream school that they went to, which was the school we had chosen, wasn't able to sufficiently meet their needs within their capacity. The first child we deregistered because they took away his mainstream placement, put him in a special unit somewhere else because they said it was cheaper, because they felt he required one-to-one support. Not that he was going to get one-to-one support at that school. And then the second child we deregistered earlier on in the difficulties, really, after various problems causing quite severe anxiety to that child, which I'll go into more later. I think local schools need more money so that everyone can join in. I think that's an obvious fact to me, because really when my son was given his statement of SEN, or as it's now called in the EHCP, they were not really very secretive about the fact that they felt the one-to-one support that he required to be in the mainstream school full-time was too expensive, and that he would be better off in another mainstream school, so-called mainstream school, on the other side of the city, which has a special autism unit in it that would have only been available to him 50% of the day. They did say when we visited the school it suited a child who was in the classroom most of the time, and at this point our son wasn't in the classroom at all. So really the fact that they didn't really hide that this was about money leaves me with no question that this is about money. I think schools would be better if they weren't underfunded, because at the moment they just don't have enough staff really to meet the needs of an average pupil, let alone a pupil that they consider to have special educational needs. Or should we, let's be clear here, really, when we talk about those pupils, we mean pupils for whom school has special educational requirements. What they really mean by that is somebody whose needs we don't meet within sort of normal provision. And I think the problem is that provision is so bad now that even an average pupil is struggling to have their needs met. So that means children with additional needs, or needs additional to those, are finding that they've got no chance of their needs being met at all. I don't think people should be forced to home educate due to other underfunding of inclusion in schools, and there's a lot of reasons. I think first of all, because school should be a choice that's available to all of us, just the same as home education should be a choice available to all of us. But the word here is choice, so I think that it should be a choice to home educate. People shouldn't be forced into a position where schools are just refusing to create provision that is adequate for the children that are going there. We need schools in 2019 that can serve the neighbourhoods where they are. And that means all of the pupils. That's from the so-called high-achieving pupils to the pupils like my son, who might have needed full-time support. I think a lot of us, when we start home educating, very quickly find that as an ideological choice, it may have been better anyway. But again, it's got to be a choice. The effect that insufficient provision had on my children was actually phenomenal and surprisingly heavy to me. My son, by the time he left school, was only allowed in for an hour a day because he was so combative. He was self-harming to avoid going in classrooms, so doing things like biting his arms, banging his head off doorways, to avoid having to go in, and they would only allow him in for an hour a day by the end, even though they had support funding for him to be there for half of the day, at least. The effect it had on him being isolated in a room on his own that way was incredible, and I don't think I realised quite what an effect it was having until we left that system altogether and found that within a couple of weeks his behaviour changed altogether, and all of a sudden my happy, lovely, loving son was there again. And with hindsight, he was just terrified all the time. Home Ed improved things because both the children, when they were deregistered, was unable to have the level of support they needed because they were at home with me in a place where their needs were already met. Now, that's great, but it shouldn't be used as a system to enable the government to just not bother funding schools. Not every family is in a position to home educate the way we are doing. And I think one of the very big problems is we've got a lot of disabled pupils at the moment that don't have a placement at all but are still on the register who are at home and they're not getting an education at all. So the reason why home ed has better outcomes for all children, if you look at the research into outcomes in general for home educated children, there is a reason why those outcomes are so much better, and it's because the families who tend to home educate are people who are putting a lot of time in. And simply, the children's needs get met because they're not in these large groups and it's not special provision when it's the daily provision you already live with at home.